Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got St. John Hunt coming up to get into the part two interview about his father, the Black Ops commander, CIA section chief in Mexico City, E. Howard Hunt, head of the Watergate burglars, head of the Bay of Pigs op, head of the overthrow of Ardennes in Guatemala. It's just unbelievable. And part two of the interview coming up. Then Dr. John Breeding will be in studio the last 30 minutes. New bill they're trying to pass in Texas. And because the statistics are 3% of the times when doctors at hospitals say somebody's crazy and they want them committed, 3% of the time the cops will respond and go get a judge's order, which is good because the mental patients are the doctors and the psychiatrists. And because cops, you know, usually don't buy into it. Well, now they want to make it where without a judge, a jury, without anything, even a judge, the doctors or their medical staff can send you to the loony bin. Huge news in Texas, and they're doing similar things across the country. We'll talk about that in the last 30 minutes today. Right now, Silverstein warned not to come to work on 9/11. 9/11 truth activist says security guards spill beans while one gets fired for calling in a false bomb threat to frame demonstrators. That's the report. New York 9/11 truth activist Luke Radowski claims WTC complex owner Larry Silverstein and his daughter got a warning on the morning of 9/11 not to come to work that day. His source, Silverstein's own security guards, Radowski and his protest group, We Are Change, protested Silverstein outside the new WTC 7 building last month and were confronted by Silverstein's security entourage, who proceeded to harass the group before calling in a fake bomb threat to the NYPD in an attempt to have the demonstrators arrested. Now, I know Paul just threw this together real fast. Great job, Paul. We need to add here, as we always do, it's kind of a work in progress, that we have the three witnesses that were there. You can barely hear it on the tape, but we'll just go off the witnesses saying we're police officers. And then they call the police, and the cops come, and they are taking direction from them. Because, you know, Silverstein's the big head honcho around there. And I guess that's how it works in New York City. The cops just follow what these guys say. We talked to their private security staff. We talked to the people who were there, Larry Silverstein, on 9/11. They said he got a phone call telling him not to show up to work. And he called his daughter up, and his daughter also never showed up to work. Radowski told the radio show this past weekend. Obviously, Silverstein arrived later in the day, but the claim that he was given foreknowledge of the incident at the World Trade Center before the first plane had crashed is a bombshell revelation, perhaps even shadowing his infamous Pullet comment. In addition, it has since come to light that one of the thug security guards who intimidated We Are Change protesters during his demonstration outside the WTC 7 and called in a false bomb threat, and he did, he said, yeah, I think he's got a bomb, I'm calling the cops, you're going to go to jail. Called in a false bomb threat to frame the group, has recently fired by Silverstein Properties. Radowski is now seeking legal representation to explore a possible lawsuit against the security guard. Who knows? Do what you want, but I think him getting fired is enough. Just because these are serious people. Kind of a rule, like you trounce them, but then I don't know. I got to think about sticking it in them, you know, once they're on the ground. Radowski is now seeking legal representation to explore a possible lawsuit. Because, see, if you sue them, there'll be a counterclaim. That's my reason for instinctively saying that. I'm just not reading this. I just got this. I hadn't heard about it before it went on air, but I didn't know Paul would have it out this quick. Radowski is now seeking legal representation to explore a possible lawsuit against the security guard, who also threatened the activists with 30 days in the hole, as well as claiming their cell phones were guns. And that was New York cops actually did that. And when they grabbed the camera and the stuff, so they should get in trouble too. And that the wires coming out of their bags were bombs. NYPD officer later arrived to investigate the bomb threat, but the protesters were left alone. They were actually detained for 1 hour. They were actually taken into custody, as it immediately became apparent that the security guard had made a hoax bomb report a serious crime. Such knowingly misleading and false information is not only malicious and immoral, but it's also been made illegal under the Anti-Hoax Act of 2003. We'll be right back.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. Mighty film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm David. And if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age. So get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-satosterols than ordinary soft palmetto. So it's powerful, and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-894-3418.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's a huge news Monday. Let me tell you, they've done brainwashing torture drills in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, USA Today. Teacher staged fake gun attack on children. Don't tell them that it's a drill. Turn the lights off. Tell them that they were basically going to be killed. Had a guy in a mask going around to terrorize them. That is classic torture. Right out of the CIA files. That Scales Elementary. And that is Murfreesboro. And that's the release. It's all part of federal funding. Silverstein, the claim, warned not to come into work on 9/11. And that dovetails with the Wall Street Journal reporting the same thing, which again was in my stack, but they give his alibi, which he suddenly wants to go give the Wall Street Journal a headline article about. Oh, headline! Why he didn't go to work that day? We just want you to know. And there's no doubt they're surveilling us. I talked to Luke about that conversation 2 weeks ago, and I guess he talked to more security guards, and they repeated it. We're going to get a hold of Luke and get him on, if we can, to vet more of this out. But very important article up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. I cannot stress how important all these articles are. New WTC footage reignites BBC Building 7 controversy, how they reported that Building 7 had fallen before it had fallen. Now, we'll get to that later. But for the next hour and 15 minutes or so, we're going to talk for about 15, 20 minutes, then we're going to take your calls. But listen, I want to talk about the JFK assassination, or Bay of Pigs, or you can talk about the plumbers if you'd like. But really, JFK. And usually I say it's open phones, but on this subject, I'm telling you, it's topic specific. We've got him on. He's gracious enough to give us this time. He's St. John Hunt, the oldest son of E. Howard Hunt. He was the CIA section chief in Mexico, and that was also for surrounding countries. They didn't have section chiefs in every Latin American nation. He was the head of the Bay of Pigs op. He was the head of overthrowing Ardennes successfully, the 1954 coup in Guatemala, taking cues from Kermit Roosevelt, the black op, of course, overthrowing Mohammed Mossadegh in Iran. He was involved in overthrowing several other nations. He was a black op commander, of course. I didn't mention this last time, and it's admitted in Mission Impossible from the TV show Mission Impossible from the 60s. That's about E. Howard Hunt. That's why it's called Ethan Hunt, E. Hunt. And of course, the writers of the original show admitted that later, that that's E. Howard Hunt, folks, the original. You know, he's supposed to be the gray-haired guy in there, you know, who's commanding the people. That's E. Howard Hunt. And so he literally ran hundreds of operations. He's known for basically the Bay of Pigs, but they weren't given their air cover. And then, of course, he's known for, he screwed up with the plumbers. Now, that was the Cubans over and over again, just getting confident. But he's not known for all his major successes, which I'm not defending those successes. The point is, this is the guy. This is Mr. Mission Impossible. And here is his son, which I didn't add, and he's such a gentleman, he didn't point it out, hidden on his website. I'm going to make sure a link's put up to this today. I told my webmaster, too. I think it's up there now on Infowars.com. He has a video out, which is very historical and very well done. A little presentation that St. John Hunt does that all of you need to get while it's still available. Who knows what could happen or what could develop. You need to get this for your library. And that's at his website, stjohnhunt.com. And St. John, thank you so much for coming on with us, sir.
Alex, thank you very much for having me back again.
You bet. First off, just out of the gates, tell us about the presentation video you did and how people get it.
Well, you can go to my website, as you mentioned, stjohnhunt.com, and there'll be a prompt there that you can order the DVD. I've got a DVD that I had produced just a few weeks ago, actually, maybe a month ago. It's an interview. It's about a little over an hour long in its length, What I speak about on the DVD are the most important elements of the information that my father gave to me before he passed away regarding the JFK assassination, how I came about that information, what the setting was, why he told me, when he told me, and then I show the handwritten memos that my dad wrote to me outlining his participation and his knowledge in that operation that, I guess eventually resulted in the removal of a president and the ushering in of a new era in government.
How do folks get the video there on the website?
Well, I think if you scroll down, I think it says new DVD, and then it says Dreamland Productions. I believe I'm not looking at my website right now. I'm not where a computer is, but if you go to stjohnhunt.com, I think it's sort of self-evident there. Is that?
Absolutely. In fact, I'm on the website right now, stjohnhunt.com. I just wanted to get that out for people who wanted that information and who want to get the DVD.
Thanks, Alex.
Now, last time we covered how your father was involved in the Kennedy assassination. I was just talking to you during the break. Clearly, he was. Some people taken the statement of bench warmer and tried to twist it around to say your father wasn't saying he was involved. No, he's saying that he was there in a management position. You agreed with my interpretation of that. There's really no other interpretation. And others have tried to spin it and are saying now that your dad's saying it only went up to JFK. And only up to Vice President LBJ, and that Nixon isn't involved. No, you're just putting out what your father said, what he knew in his compartmentalization. Certainly, you're not saying that there weren't other groups higher up involved.
Well, yeah, certainly not. And I'm certainly not saying that there weren't other assassination plots that may have even been in motion at the same time as this one. I think it's well documented that there were a lot of factions that wanted the removal of President Kennedy. Some of the more classic ones are the mafia plots and the and that sort of thing. But so in my opinion, and this is my opinion, from what my father told me, he didn't say that this was the only plot that was up and working. And my father certainly on the tape says that as a runner, when things were going in a running up position for the big event, which is what the code name for the JFK assassination was, they called it the big event. He said it was in Miami and elsewhere, so that gives me an indication that there was other places where this could have been carried out, and perhaps where other teams may have been stationed to carry this out had the one in Dallas not worked.
Well, in fact, from the JFK researchers that have been vetted and really done their research, we know there were more hit teams down the route. I mean, they weren't going to stop, that they were going to get him.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And of course, the government always, why buy one when you can buy five, or, buy two, as they say. Of course, they had other operations going, and I guarantee you they had other patsy ops going. In case things went wrong, they were going to hang other groups out to dry.
Yeah,
I mean that's synonymous with black ops.
That is classic standard procedure. You always have a plan B and a plan C in place, fully ready to take action. And that could be what my father's referring to as being a bench warmer. He could have been, in the capacity that if plan A wasn't going properly, then he was in a position to move plan B into.
Well, we know that the black op arm of the Pentagon, that Colonel Fletcher Prouty would have been over, but he was sent to the pole. We know that they even had soldiers in the air. I mean, there's no telling what they were planning.
That's right. It was a huge conspiracy, but it wasn't necessarily that there was a huge amount of people involved in the conspiracy, because if you have just a few key people in the right places,
compartmentalization.
Authority, you can compartmentalization. Absolutely, that's the standard procedure in that kind of intelligence community. Need to know.
And were you going to say something else? I interrupted you.
I was just going to say that there may have been, not as many people as some people theorize involved. I mean, some people speculate, oh, well, you would have to have hundreds of people involved in this conspiracy. Just would never have been possible. But that's just not true. You have a few key people in positions of control and positions of authority, and you can make a lot of things happen.
Absolutely. Getting into, there was a lawsuit with your father against the Liberty Lobby a long time ago when they said that me, Howard Hunt, had been one of the tramps. Now, clearly there's the photo that woke you up that you saw hanging on that telephone pole that time you were in that phone booth.
Yeah.
But as you pointed out to me during the break, that suit was lost.
Yes, he lost that suit. Apparently, he won the initial judgment, and on appeal, he lost the appeal decision. Now, Mark Lane handled the defense of Liberty Lobby in that second trial, and he wrote a book called Plausible Denial. There was some testimony. I mean, they had a lot of circumstantial evidence linking my father to his role.
Now, of course, if your father didn't sue, the CIA would know he wasn't being loyal and would probably have eliminated him.
Yeah, he had signed, of course, the standard secrecy agreements that all intelligence operatives have to sign. So he was treading a very fine line there. How can you sue? How can you call the government as a witness to your whereabouts if you can't you know, if you can't list them, you know, officially as, you know, in whatever capacity you were working them for them for. So, you know, he was kind of out on a limb there, and he lost that lawsuit. It cost him a great deal, and they had witnesses that placed him in Dallas on that day. Some were credible, and some weren't so credible, but... you know, I've had
but now it doesn't matter because he went public. And we have his son, St. John Hunt, on with us. When we come back, I want to talk about where you were on that fateful day in 1963. Some of the other little stories that are just amazing about different things you witnessed growing up in the Hunt household. And
now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ted Anderson from Midas. August 31st, 2007. Gold is at $673.50. Gold coins can be purchased for $695.13, $342.95 for half, $171.48 for quarter. That's $695.13, $342.95, and $171.48. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Federal agents, we are armed! getting strong. All of the things that's wrong. Won't you stand tall and strong? Oh, would you turn it on? What would you do if you did all the things we knew? Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away?
St. John Hunt, the eldest son of E. Howard Hunt, the spymaster, now admittedly involved in a support capacity, in his words, with the JFK assassination back in 1963, now almost 44 years ago. And going back to St. John Hunt, who has the website stjohnhunt.com. St. John, before we get into some of the things that happened in your youth, helping your dad one time clean off spy equipment, during the whole Watergate thing. Going back to the day when Kennedy was killed, your father had always said he was at home making dinner. Was your dad home? Was he making dinner?
Well, I don't have that recollection. And, you know, it would be so much easier. It would have made my life so much simpler if I had had that recollection. But I don't have a recollection of seeing my father that day. I know he used his children as an alibi. That was 1963. I was in fifth grade. I was at Brookmont Elementary School. So I have a vivid recollection of, and I think most people that were at least, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old recall the events of
President
that day.
Kennedy has been shot.
Yeah, and school was closed, and we were sent home, where I waited with the, in my house with my mother for, for what to do next. You know, you sort of just sit around and watch the TV. But as far as my father, going to a Chinese grocery store and picking up ingredients for a home-cooked Chinese meal and chopping bok choy in the kitchen and having dinner with his children, watching television, that's not my recollection.
Well, everybody I know, my mother, my uncle, my dad, they all remember exactly where they were when it happened.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was the key weak point in the trial at Liberty Lobby where once Mark Lane got my father on the witness stand and hammered away at his alibi, it just crumbled, changed several times, and it's never been established beyond reasonable doubt as to where he was. He had 11 or 16 hour, maybe it was 11 hour. Sick leave that day or the day before from the CIA that he took. So, in 11 to 16 hour period, I don't know what, I can only speculate what he could have done.
Well, something sick definitely was happening. Now, many years later, I guess, or a few years later, you were a little bit older and your dad arrived one evening and wasn't his normal gentlemanly or a well-kept demeanor. What happened in conjunction with you helping him clean up some equipment?
Well, that was the night of the DNC break-in when my dad's Cuban crew were arrested over there at the DNC. It was June of 72, as I said. And I was asleep down in my room in the basement, a room which my father had constructed for me. And he came in and flicked the light switch on, and I sat upright. He was standing at the foot of my bed, in a high state of anxiety, sweating, jacket frumpled, tie loosed around his neck, and he just gave me the instructions to not ask any questions and come immediately upstairs to the master bedroom as quick as I could. So I threw some clothes on and ran upstairs. I knew there was something terribly, terribly wrong. My father, I'd never seen him lose his composure before, and he was clearly lost all his composure. He was frantically moving things around, trying to make phone calls, changing his clothes, and I went up there, and he said, "Open up that suitcase on the bed, and I need you to go into the kitchen, get some dishwashing gloves, some Windex, some roll of paper towels. And I need you to come back here, and I need you to wipe down everything inside and the entire suitcase. Put those gloves on and just start working at that right away. Don't ask me any questions." And he went and took a quick shower, and I sat in that room for 45 minutes, and I wiped all all manner of stuff down, wires, little boxes, walkie-talkies, microphones, various, stainless steel, poles, tripod things, and then when I had it all done, we wiped the entire suitcase off on the outside, and he said, "Okay, let's load that up in the car." We threw it in the back of his green Firebird and drove it out to the canal locks out River Road in Potomac, Maryland, and we tossed it in the water. That was
only
one of several.
Stay there, my friend. We're going to be right back. Just absolutely amazing story. I want you to finish that up, and we're going to open the phones up. Straight ahead, 1-800-259.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B."
Toll-free number to join us on air for the next 45 minutes with St. John Hunt, son of E. Howard Hunt, who's now released a tape and written pages before he died to his son, has gone public with him about what experts had known for close to 40 years, that E. Howard Hunt was in the catbird seat running much of that operation, as he had done many other serious operations, overthrowing other leaders around the world. That's what E. Howard Hunt did, hence Mission Impossible, Ethan Hunt, in the television show and movies after his father. Before we go to BL, Richard, David, and Century, and many others that are holding, I want to tell you about a great new sponsor. It's Pro2Grow. What do I say about this stuff? I've been reading about Pro2Grow, using Pro2Grow, seeing others use Pro2Grow for now over a year. I vet my sponsors. that I plug here on the radio, and it is concentrated shea nutrients and minerals which have been depleted from the land because it's all been running off the land, not just from agriculture, but naturally. That's why the ocean is salty and filled with all those minerals. And just the research involved in all of it, it is so amazing. And it's a really good price. You try to buy comparable, so-called sea-based stuff, it's a lot more in many of the stores I've seen. And most importantly, they support this show and their patriots. Proto-Grow, I just want to give attention to all the gardeners, but also people who just have houseplants. If you've ever wanted to grow tastier fruits and vegetables, you can do it now. There's a new product available that makes growing delicious fruits and vegetables easier than ever before. It's called Proto-Grow, and thousands of gardeners now swear by this bioactive plant superfood. It's just amazing. It's dynamite on fruits and vegetables and on almost any flower you can think of, even your wheatgrass. Literally, any plant will not only flourish, but grow like crazy, like you've never thought possible with this new superfood for plants. And, you put Miracle Grow and stuff on things, that's a chemical, and then you end up just eating that. This is all natural, folks, and that's the key. If you want tastier, larger, and all-around healthier plants, I cannot recommend to you a better product than Proto-Grow. Forget everything else you think you know about what fresh fruits and vegetables taste like, and call the folks at Proto-Grow at 1-877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, and use extension PG202 with your order. 877-327-0367, and use extension PG202 with your order, or visit them on the web for more information at growlikecrazy.com and tell them Alex Jones sent you. Again, ladies and gentlemen, 877-327-0365, or simply go to growlikecrazy.com. We also have banners on JonesReport.com. It's right at the top of JonesReport.com, PresentPlanet.com, and Infowars.com. Proto-Grow, ladies and gentlemen. And a brief plug for my films and books and materials. We have a secure online video and books for shopping cart at Infowars.com and PresentPlanet.com. And that's how we support and run our operation here. That's the main source of funding. Plus, there are great films that wake you up to the New World Order, the different crimes they commit, the black op government, the shadow government that even USA Today and Washington Post admitted on Friday are running everything. Pretty much my job's gotten a little bit easier, folks. It's kind of all out in the open, but now what do? We educate the rest of the dumbbell population that isn't awake yet. That's the number one solution to our fight. Here and Terror Storm, the first edition, will be gone soon. We're selling out of it quickly. There's a little bit of them left here. Amazon.com has some discounted down to, what, $12 a copy. And it's over 3 hours on the DVD. A History of Government-Sponsored Terrorism, Terror Storm. And when they're gone, they're gone. That will be it for Terror Storm, first edition. Second edition comes out in late July. And see it also as a way of supporting us, as I said, when you get Terror Storm. But if you want the collector's item, the original copy, I tell you what I'm going to do. Every copy sold out of this office is going to be signed. I just put myself in for a nightmare there. What I'm going to do is print up a little card that's signed and put it in with that. Because I don't want to try to rip the packaging off each one of these, the shrink wrap, and pull the sleeve out and sign that. So we'll print up, I think we got like 700 left. We'll print up the cards and I'll sign those. And for everybody that orders one from Terror Storm, a Terror Storm from Infowars.com, I cannot sign the ones that are in Amazon. That's in their warehouse. Less than 1,000 left there. But I do want to get these out to you. So we need to add that, I guess, to the shopping cart that you will be getting a signed copy as well when you order via Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. You can also write to us at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. There, I've just put myself into quite a position to say I'll sign all those, but I will. I've actually got my hand tired before doing it. But people like that, so that means it gets the truth out. Hey, I'll do it. I'll knock my head up against a brick wall. If you want a signed copy of First Edition Terror Storm, a real collector's item, that is available right now at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. All right, going back to St. John Hunt, son of Spymaster Section Chief Commander, Black Ops Commander, E. Howard Hunt. One more question before we go to BL and Richard and David and Century and everybody else. Kennedy, growing up in a household, later, did you ever hear comments about Kennedy or being around, ever being around your father and other CIA or other Black Ops people, defense intelligence, other folks that dropped by? I mean, any other things you haven't talked about or that you have talked about that you haven't elaborated on, any caveats or addendums or key pieces of info just about what they thought of Kennedy or... did you ever ask your father before he went public to you, or just any other little tidbits?
Well, growing up in a household with my father was, you know, as a child you grow up sort of becoming a little version of what your parents are. So it was well known in our family household that Kennedy was a hated persona. But it was interesting because for a time I went to the same private Catholic school that the Kennedy children went to. So that was always a source of fascination and amusement, as well as some irritation to my parents, because the Kennedy kids would be dropped off in their from their limo, and we would be dropped off in our vehicles, and we'd sort of brush shoulders with the Caroline Kennedy, and I hated her dad, and didn't really know at the time why I hated her dad, but I found out later, you know, why the animosity ran so deeply.
What kind of things were said? I mean, just without any profanity. I mean, just an example.
Well, just that.
I mean, not to imply that your dad was using profanity. He was quite genteel, I know, but please.
Well, actually, he was a man he could traverse both ends of the vocabulary spectrum. So, you know, it wasn't uncommon to hear him use profanity sometimes. But one of the things he liked to say around the house was, "Let's finish the job. Let's hit Ted." You know. So, I mean, that's something I've never revealed before, and it doesn't really speak very well to my father.
Oh my God! Your dad would say, "Let's finish the job. Let's hit Ted."
Yeah. Yeah, and of course,
now, I mean, how would I know you said it, but elaborate. I mean, what context?
Well, in the context that JFK had already been removed, RFK was gone, and his motto was let's finish the job, let's hit Ted. And of course, that was one of his duties in the White House working for Nixon. Was to his first duty actually was to investigate the Chappaquiddick issue, where Ted Kennedy had driven the car off the bridge at Chappaquiddick with Mary Jo Kopechne in the back seat, who drowned in that terrible tragedy.
So there was a real hatred of the Kennedys. I mean, you'd be around the house and he'd just see Ted Kennedy on TV, or
he'd see Ted Kennedy on TV or read something about him in the paper, and he would smirk, and go, "We should finish the job and hit Ted." So that's everybody's.
Oh my God! And so that's brand new info.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the most savory piece of information. I don't like to make my dad look like he was,
I know, but it's so important to shatter the whole JFK myth, because everything else is built on that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and he had a lot of, when his Cuban friends would come over, and, our teammate would be there, Manuel, our teammate, who was to have been the next president of Cuba, he would come over for dinner, and we'd, try to keep politics out of the conversation, but it would always drift into what could we do, what could be done with this country, and that kind of thing, anti-Kennedy rhetoric.
Now, when did they finally admit to you that, hey, Daddy's CIA?
When I was 16, I was 19. Let's see, I was 20 and 74, so I was 18 and 72 when Watergate happened.
Had you already had your own suspicions, or?
Well, I really had no idea. The cover story was that he worked for the State Department, and so that's why we traveled so much. But when I was 16, they thought that I was mature enough to be able to be told the truth, as long as I didn't mention it to any of my friends. So that's when they told me I was 16.
Now, did he start making the "let's hit Ted and finish the job" comments after that, or was he just making these out of the blue before that?
It was sometime later. It was probably around, 1968, 1969, when he was saying those kind of things. You know, I couldn't place an actual date on it, but yeah.
So you'd be driving down the road with your dad, and he'd hear something about the Kennedys and say, "Finish the job," or was it in front of the television? I mean, do you remember one specific case?
No, I don't remember one specific case, but there was a lot of cases where he said disparaging remarks about Bobby Kennedy or John Kennedy, Teddy Kennedy. You know, he just hated that whole family and everything they stood for. They were bad people, bad folks for him, to him. And
what was your dad? I mean, summing him up, and then we will go to calls, folks. What was your dad's guiding worldview, or I mean, what was his politics?
Hardline anti-communism. Cold warrior, super patriot. The ends justify the means. If the end is to depose a communist or even a popularly elected president of a country that was leaning towards communist, let's have him removed from office by any means necessary, even if it means the casualties of hundreds, if not thousands, of the civilian population. Collateral damage, no problem. I asked him one time, well, what about all the people that that the Guatemalan coup, which you orchestrated, eventually caused their death and enslavement by the secret police? And he just said, well, that's just the way it goes. We got our guy in there, and that's what's important. So he really had little remorse,
Did he have remorse later in life?
He told me that the only thing in his life that he felt bad about was that the Bay of Pigs and the assassination of Fidel Castro were not successful. So no, he went to his grave. He died without feeling any guilt. I think so.
Why did he then go public about Kennedy?
Why didn't he?
No, I mean, why did he go public about Kennedy with that tape then?
Oh, well, because I think it was important to him. I think it was something he may have been very proud of. And I think, after having been accused of being a part of that operation in one fashion or another, either being a paymaster or being one of the tramps or being one of the orchestrators, he'd been accused of a lot of things by a lot of people who had made a lot of money using his name as, in speculative terms. I think it was important for him, not as a matter of so much to clear his conscience, but just as a matter of saying, well, look, I did this, I was involved in this, and I knew about this, and this was a successful operation. So I think he went to his grave feeling, no remorse about that, certainly.
You think in a way he didn't want to be known for the plumbers, he wanted to be known for JFK?
Well, certainly he wasn't happy that that part of his public legacy was to go down in the history books as a third-rate burglar for the plumbers. So this certainly may have been a way of elevating his status.
Now we begin to get to the meat. Very interesting. This is riveting. BL in Texas, thanks for holding. You're on the air with St. John Hunt.
Hi, Alex.
Hi,
Mr. Hunt. I don't think I can properly express my gratitude for learning the truth about the JFK assassination in my lifetime.
Well, sir, thank you.
I wonder if you ever met or associated with any of your dad's personnel around the time of the Kennedy assassination?
At the time of the Kennedy assassination, no. But following the Kennedy assassination, guys like Frank Sturgis, Bernard Barker, Manuel Artime, Virgilio Gonzalez, Eugenio Martinez, that whole Cuban crew, they were well known to our family household. Also Gordon Liddy, James McCord, all these people, Charles Colson, I met all of those folks.
Any military personnel?
Military personnel? Well, Jack Singlob was a good friend of my dad's for many, many years. I met him recently at my dad's memorial service, but not back in those days. I didn't know who he was.
I thought I might have met a member of your dad's team two Sundays before the assassination in Dallas. I was at the Irving Rifle Range with my father, and there was a man there. Was obviously military, vaguely resembled Lee Harvey Oswald, and he had a Mannlicher Kano rifle and was making a big scene so everyone would remember him.
I've heard of a story along those lines where there was at least one person impersonating Oswald.
He was shooting the other guy's target, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he was shooting
the gentleman that reported that.
Actually, the FBI came to interview me, and it was a elderly agent who was retired, who had been called back, and a young man. And when he heard what I had to say, his face turned ashen gray.
Mm-hmm.
He tore up his notes, and he told my father to never let me speak to anyone about that again.
Yeah, I've heard those words myself.
Because the man at the rifle range, he vaguely resembled Oswald, but he was military. And I won't go into all the gory details. I'm going to write it up as a statement and try to get all the detail in there. But basically, he ranted and raved like a madman and then whispered under his breath, "It's okay, kid. I'm not going to hurt you. Go on, get out of here."
Yeah.
And he had hand-loaded cartridges for the Mannlicher Carcano carbine that were improperly loaded, obviously intentionally, because they had a slow powder, and they would throw out big balls of unburned powder that would explode every time he fired. And it made a big scene at the rifle range, attracted a lot of attention. A lot of people tried to intervene because they thought he was going to hurt me.
By the way, I know BL. BL, you never told me this story. I know you're a credible person. Write all that up and get it to me immediately. We'll be right back with more calls straight ahead on the other side for St. John Hunt. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing.
St. John Hunt, the son of E. Howard Hunt, Black Ops legend, joins us, blowing the Kennedy conspiracy theory of the government wide open. Let's go to Richard in Texas. Richard, you're on the air with St. John Hunt. Go ahead.
Hello, guys. And St. John, thank you very much for your bravery in coming out with all of this. It's very, very important, I think, as to what's going on today. I'm curious about two things. One, if there was ever any detail mentioned by your father with regard to the assassination of RFK and the players truly involved in that. And also, it seems to be that he's not mentioned Bush Sr. as far as any role in the JFK assassination. There is the picture of him outside the Texas Depository that appears to be him, and also his statement that he doesn't recall where he was the day that Kennedy was assassinated.
There's also the FBI. There's also the FBI letter saying that a George W. Bush was in the CIA. And but go ahead.
From Hoover, right?
Yes, go ahead.
Well, I don't. I can't offer any speculation about that. My father never mentioned anything about George Bush. And what was your other question?
Regard to the assassination of Bobby Kennedy and what role and who the players were with that assassination.
No, he never discussed the RFK assassination other than he was, glad that it happened, you know. So it was.
I think that's a huge new development. You're saying your dad, I mean, how did he express his enjoyment of him being dead?
Well, he just, he felt no sadness. He, you know, the rest of the nation was in a deep state of, horror and tragedy and shock and disbelief and sadness, and my father was just very cool about it. He was very composed, and I wouldn't say he was jumping around tooting a horn, but he was certainly not disturbed by it.
Well, I mean, but earlier, I mean, to be specific, you said that he was glad. I mean, were you watching TV, or did he say, or, hey, that's good, or, oh, well, who cares? Or
well, he was glad in the sense that that when the news came down, came over the, over the television, he was pleased, glad in the sense that he didn't say, well, this is a great step towards the fulfillment of his dreams, but, he was certainly not unhappy about it.
I mean, how did he? I mean, did he say anything, or did he just smile? Or
I can't recall anything specifically that he said, but it was
a good day.
It was a good day for him. We grew up hating Kennedy, and so if this was one less Kennedy that the country was going to have to deal with, it was a good thing. So that was very clear.
Unbelievable! That is a great question you brought up, Richard. Anything else?
Yeah, just to be curious if he might have ever mentioned anything with regard to Manchurian candidates and the use of these type folks to commit.
Well, it's not even Manchurian. They had Sirhan just stumbling around on an amnesiac, and the official L.A. coroner said that Kennedy had been blasted a bunch in the back. Sirhan's at the front, and it was blowing holes in his jacket. You got to be a foot away to do that. They just shot him right in the back and then grabbed a mental patient and trotted him out.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's real simple. I guess if the government would go along with it, I could go grab a mental patient and go bring him to an event and then shoot somebody in the back and then say the mental patient did it if the police played along.
Yeah.
St. John, we'll get your comments on that. Sounds like you have something to say about that. Richard, stay there. We got 20 minutes left or so with just an amazing individual who I'm so honored has decided to spend this much time with us, and we'll have him back up again. And he's St. John Hunt. We appreciate his courage going public. The website, stjohnhunt.com.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.